And we've talked here about the big hit American farmers are taking because of rain and flooding in parts of the country, smack in the middle of their planting season. Well, right now, farmers have some big decisions to make. Let's bring in John Newton, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation. He's in Washington, D.C. Hi, John.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, this is being called the wettest 12-month period on record for the U.S., and some reporting came out yesterday from the Department of Agriculture. What are we hearing?
Well, I think in response to the historic delays in planting that we've seen across the country for corn and for soybeans, USDA yesterday revised their expectations for supply and demand this year, lowering the corn yield from 176 to 166 bushels per acre, a very substantial drop, and ultimately reduced the ending inventories of corn for next year down to 1.6 billion bushels. That'll be the lowest level that we've seen in a number of years.
Well, for some of us who are unschooled, we can't really hear how big a drop that is, but I'm hearing words like whopping.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, the expectation was that we'd have 2 billion bushels of corn in carryout, which would be a pretty high volume. Looking at the yield decline that USDA is now forecasting, this is a pretty significant drop in ending inventories, and I think we've got more to go because USDA has yet to really reflect what kind of prevented planting acreage. That's farmers who are unable to plant a crop this year, what that's really going to look like. They dropped acres by 3 million, and that's a pretty conservative estimate.
Well, and talk about those decisions that farmers are having to make, because some are looking out at their land, going out every day to look and seeing they just can't. Others are having to consider what, lower yield crops?
Well, I think the first thing that all of these farmers have to consider is whether Mother Nature is going to give them a long enough window to get out and do the field work they need to put a crop in the ground. If those farmers unfortunately don't have the time to, because of weather, to get a crop in the ground, then they need to think about their crop insurance options, such as Prevent Plant, which pays a farmer. It's an insurance payment if they're unable to put a crop in the ground. But then they also have to think about the trade aid payments that were just announced by the administration. So there's a lot for farmers to consider on the economic front on whether to plant or not plant a crop this year.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the aid. There's the rescue package from USDA. There's funding from federal disaster recovery legislation. Last year, the Trump administration did give $12 billion in federal aid to the farm sector because of the tariffs on U.S. crops. We have, you know, continued tariffs this year. But, you know, explain how that works, because for some Americans, they hear that and they think, well, why should I have sympathy for the farmers if they're getting all of this subsidy?
Well, 99% of the products, the agricultural products that we ship to China now have a tariff on it. It's created substantial headwinds. Our sales to China, agricultural sales to China, has dropped by $10 billion in 2018 alone. Sales of soybeans dropped by about $9 or $10 billion, and that's really left farmers holding the bag. Farmers take out hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans each year just to put a crop in the ground, uncertain what the weather's going to be, and now uncertain what the trade environment's going to be. So these aid packages don't make any farmer whole. I think many of them would rather have trade and not aid, but it certainly helps them meet their immediate financial needs while the administration works to try to find a balance on trade.
Well, and you mentioned that farmers take out loans, that we are reminded that they work on that kind of an economy. They borrow money, literally plow it into the ground, and then pay it back with what they make. So that's how that economy works. But what about food itself? We've always had a surplus. This fact that farmers can't plant, or maybe doing late crops or low-yield crops, or, you know, again, not planting at all, what does that mean for food Americans have to eat?
Well, it's certainly going to reduce the supply of feed grains for livestock. A lot of the corn that we produce, we were expected to plant 92 million acres of corn this year. A lot of that goes into renewable energy, ethanol, that's ultimately blended into the gasoline supply. It's used to feed livestock, and then it's exported around the world for other growers to feed their livestock. So I think what we'll see this year is some rationing of the supplies. Usually the first thing to go is exports, and that's what USDA forecasted yesterday, was a decline in the export volume next year. Ultimately, it's going to take some time for that to manifest itself at the retail level for consumers, because manufacturers do have an opportunity to adjust their supply chain, adjust their utilization to try to minimize the cost impact to consumers.
But it could be higher costs for meat, for instance, fewer of some kinds of crops for humans to eat. Look, the tariffs are one thing, but back to the rain. What if this is the new normal? I mean, are you hearing from farmers? I'm not talking about huge, you know, industrial farms, but farmers, you know, farming their own land, that mm-hmm. they may quit. I mean, what happens if this rainfall is the new normal?
Well, what we do know is that we had two devastating hurricanes in the southeast. We've got devastating flooding in the Midwest, wildfires, volcanic eruptions, tornadoes. The climate is changing. I don't think anybody denies that. What I think we need to focus on is making the type of investments in agricultural research and technology so that we can use the best practices and science to adapt to a changing environment. And that's what farmers have been doing for a long time, but more research and more dollars are certainly needed. The Chinese are outspending us on ag research by a very large magnitude.
John Newton, Chief Economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation. John, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.